Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Vav, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis V'Omar Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So we're at the beginning still of Perek Kol HaBasar, the topic of which is the sugyas of Basar V'Cholov. Stating that the Gemara discussed Basar V'Cholov for a daf and a half, and then digressed to discuss halachos of netilas yadayim. So you have to follow the paper trail. We were learning the halacha that you're not only not allowed to eat basar v'chalav that was cooked together. Derech bishul basar toyer, be not allowed to eat basar v'chalav together. Period. Not just that. If you eat basar, you have to wait before you eat chalav. If you eat chalav and then you want to eat basar, so you have to clean your mouth, you have to wash your mouth, and you have to wash your hands. Oh, we mentioned washing your hands between milchigs and fleshig, so we digress to talk about washing your hands before you break bread, what's known as mayim rishonim, washing your hands at the end of the suda before birchas hamazon, as what is known as mayim achroinim. The Gemara mentioned that Abaya had heard certain halachos with regards to mayim achroinim, and Abaya thought that those halachos were related to practical reasons. And then his greiser Rabba, told him that no, the reason that there's some halachos with regards to mayim achroinim, it's because there's a ruach ra that shoylet the mayim achroinim. So in addition to the practical aspect of mayim achroinim, there's a heebie-jeebie aspect to it as well. From that note, the Gemara digressed, where the Gemara brings Abaya said there were a lot of halachas in different areas, completely unrelated to what we're talking about, where I used to think that the pshat in it was pashit, and then Rabbi told me not that way. Says the Gemara, on that note, v'omer Abaya said, Reish Avamina, I used to think, haitle yachli yarkim mikisho to asagina, that the reason it's customary not to take vegetables from bundles of vegetables that are sitting in the field, meaning you wait till the bundles are untied and then you take one, but you shouldn't tear one out of the bundle, is mishon demechzik rav sanusa. It's just simply bad manners. You look like a fresser. It looks like you're so hungry that you can't wait until the food is prepared. Then I heard from Rabbi different shabbos from the kashi l'kshafim. It's related to kishuf. On that note, Rav Chizkiya and Rabbi Bar Avuna were once on a boat. So there was a woman that was there, and she asked Rav Chizkiya and Rabbi Bar Avuna if she could sit together with them. They didn't well. Amra Milsa. So she decided she's gonna get back at the Chachamim. So she said some incantation, some form of kishuv, and she was able to get the boat to stop in its tracks. Says the Gemara, Amru Inhu Milsa, they too knew a little bit of kishuv, so they countered, and they said kishuv shayuva, and then the boat was able to move again. Amru Luhu, so she commented, she gave a krecht, she said, "May avid luchu, I know kishuv, and really I'd love to take some revenge against you, but there's nothing I could do." You know why? Because you stay away from things that make you vulnerable to kishuv. Number one, they don't wipe themselves, that's referring to when they go to the bathroom, with shards of klicheres, and they never kill a louse on their clothing. And finally, the one that's Nogeya our sugah, and they'll never pull a vegetable out of a bundle of vegetables. The point is, you see from this story, this idea, that pulling a vegetable out of a bundle is bad manners, but even more importantly, it's a davar shel sakana because of kishuv. It's interesting that the Gemara seems to suggest that Rav Chizkiya and Rabbi Bar Avuna were somewhat fluent in areas of kishuv. Kishuv is a bad thing. Kishuv is something that relates to Avodah Zarah. The Torah speaks very sharply against being a mechashif and ma'onin and a menachesh, tamim tiyam Hashem alekecha, stating that the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Beis, Hilchas Sanhedrin, when he goes through the resume of what a member of the Sanhedrin had to look like, we've referred to this Rambam many times, says the Rambam, Eima midim in Sanhedrin bein gedoy lebein biktana, whether we're dealing with the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, that's the Sanhedrin, or Sanhedrin Kitana, that's the Bezen Shalchav Gimel, Ela Anoshim Chachomim Unevoinim. In order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to be smart. Muflo'im B'chachmas HaTorah, Ba'alei Deya Meruba, V'yoydin K'tzas Mishar Chachmas. But they also had to be knowledgeable a little bit in other Chachmas. Kegoy, Refuos, V'cheshboin, Tkufos umazolos, the instagninos, that's astrology, the darkei hamoininim, the hakoisvim, the hamichashvim, the havli avodazora kayoitze be'elu. The reason says the Rambam is kadeshiyu yoid and ladunosam. But the point is that in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to be fluent in a lot of shar chochmos as well. And the Rambam gives examples of those quote unquote shar chochmos. The Rambam mentions kishuv. The point is the chachamim knew kishuv. And they knew kishuv, and in this case, they were even able to use kishuv, the halachic applications of using kishuv for something that's a little bit tzarech bir, but the bottom line is the Gemara continues on this note. I used to think, the reason you're not supposed to eat a vegetable that falls on the ground is mishum bisusa, because it probably got dirty. I heard from Rabbi, mishum de kashal reichapeh. No, because it can lead to bad breath. The reason you're not supposed to sit underneath a drain is mishum shayfchem, right? Hashtag spot. You don't want to get nailed. It's very simple. You don't want the water of the drink to come down at you. I'm a limar, not mishum the shchichi mazikin. I mean, that also. But it's related again to areas of mazikin. Hanush guloy. On that note, the Gemara tells a story. There were people that were carrying barrels of wine. Boilet puche. They wanted to take a little break. So they sat down underneath a drain. Paka, the mazikin, or a mazik, that's in the drain, as per the previous Gemara came, and broke the barrel of wine. Also, lekame, the Mar Barav Ashi. So the Gemara says they came to Mar Barav Ashi, they told Mar Barav Ashi what happened. Now, Mar Barav Ashi knew what happened. He knew who broke it. Who broke it was this mazik, this shindalit. Says the Gemara, apik shipuri, he took out a shofar shamte, and he put the mazik that broke the wine into cherem. This mazik came in front of Mar Barav Ashi. So Mar Barav Ashi told him, "Amai tavid hachi. Why did you do this? Why did you break their wine? Amalei hechi avid. What should I have done? They took the wine, they put it in my ear. That's the literal meaning of oynoi. Meaning, they walked into my house. This is my living room. And what are they doing there? Right? He lives in the drain. Amalei at beduchta deshchichi rabbi my boys atu deshanas. I disagree with you. You have no business being there because as a mazik, as a shade, you have to stay away from places that are shchichi bar rabim. See, you're actually the one that acted out of the ordinary, and as a result, zil shalim, go pay them. Amalei. So he told him, hashtag nami likfili mar zibno. Therefore, he said, I'll be honest with you, I have no money, but this is the mazik talking. He says, Shabbos dig, give me some time and I'll pay you. So the Gemara says, Kavalei zibno, Mar Barav Ashi worked with him. He gave him some time to pay back the money that he owed him. This may hezek. Kimata zibno, when the time came, he didn't show up. Kiyos, and then when he finally came, Amalei, Amalei, Yosef was mine. How come he didn't come, the day you were supposed to come? Amalei, so he told him, because it's not so easy for me to get money. There's a lot of rules and regulations that govern me as a mazik, what I'm allowed to take. Number one, komidi detzayir v'chosim, anything that's tied together, the kail or if it's measured, umani, if it's counted, less than Rishus al-Mishkwin, I'm not allowed to touch. I'm only allowed to take something that's hefker. It wasn't so easy for me to find money that was hefker. I found money that was hefker. Here's the loan. I'm paying it back. That's the story. I used to think, the reason people, before they drink water, they pour a little bit of out, is mishum tzifsa. Rashi says, summon the caution, shal pnei amayim, it's because a little bit of straw and wood chips that sometimes float on the top of the water. So Abai assumed that reason they pour it out is it's mishum sakana. It's just practical. Says the Gemara, Amali Mar. Abai said that I heard from my Rebbe Rabba. It's not the reason. Mishum de'ikam mayim haroim. But rather, the reason is because sometimes, Rashi says, bottom line, sheshosa mehem shade. A shade drinks from water. And if you want to prevent the sakana that can come from drinking from water that a shade already drank from, you pour a little bit of out. Vizutakanasa. So it's not a practical thing. You worry that there might be something floating on top, pour it out. But rather, it's more, again, heebie-jeebie. We're concerned that maybe a mazik, a shade, drank from the water. If he did, it could be a sakana. How do you get away from that sakana? By pouring a little bit out. Says the Gemara on that note. Again, a story. There was a shade that Rashi says was by Rapapa. Shahoya Mishamshoy. It was Rapapa's Gaba. A shade. Interesting. And this shade went on behalf of Rav Papa, his master, to get water from the river. Yaakov. So Rav Papa sends him to go get water, and it took a long time for him to come back. Yes, when he finally came back, Amrulea, my Yaakovis, everybody asked the shade, what took so long? Amalus, he told him, Adachalfi my Maran, because all the water that I was looking at, I saw the shade they were drinking from, so I didn't want to give you from that. So I waited until I got clean, spring water, and then once I have good water for you, that's what I'm bringing. Adahach, he says, the Gemara Chazin, the Kashadi, my Bepum, the Chatz. He gives the water to our papa, and he saw our papa took a little bit from the top, and he poured it out. Omar, he said, oh, Yavi Yodano, the Raklisum, Levit Hachi, had I known you were going to do that, Layakhti, then I would have brought water right away. Because I was afraid, Mishum Sakona, for you to drink the water that the shade already drank from, but there is a way out. What's the way out? What Rabbi told Abaya? That's the origin of the minig to pour a little bit of water. When he saw a papa did that, so he says, oh, you know, in hindsight, it wasn't necessary for me to wait. I could have brought you that right away. It's interesting. The Gemara mentions that Rapapa had a shade that was Meshamashim. Ahu bar shade that have a be Rapapa, Rashi says, Shahoya Meshamashim. What came to mind is the Gemara Mesechtes Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. Gemara tells a story. Abaya have a shakel v'azel. Abaya was once walking. Rapapa was walking to Abaya's right. Rafuna b'rei Rav Yeshua mismale, and Rafuna b'rei Rav Yeshua g'doyli amayram were walking to his left. Chazila hu ketef meriri. As they're walking, Abaya sees the shade called ketef meriri. The ka'asil api the smale, who was coming towards his left. So ahadra the Rapapa v'smale ul Rafuna b'rei Rav Yeshua l'mine. So he told Rapapa, you stand to my left, and Rafuna b'rei Yeshua, you stand to my right. Meaning he wanted that when the shade comes towards him, this mazik of Katari should come towards Rapapa. Abale Rapapa said, I'm not mashnot lechashashli. What, you're more concerned about Rav Huda b'rei Rav Yeshua than you are of me? Amales, Abaya told him, at shaita kaimeloch, I'm not worried about you. You're shaita kaimeloch, you I know are going to be able to fend off this mazik. Rashi says, what does it mean, shaita kaimeloch? Asher ata, v'yesh lecha mazel toiv, v'loy tizayk. You have nothing to worry about. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, in Parshas Nasa, on the pasuk Yivarechacha Hashem b'Yishmerecha, so the Sefri says Yivarechacha Hashem is b'mamoin b'ashirus, v'Yishmerecha means min hamazikin. What's the kesher? Yivarechacha Hashem b'ashirus, v'Yishmerecha min hamazikin. Says the Megadim Chadashim this Gemara that you see from here that Rapapa was kaimalei shaita zok derashbam osher ato. As a result, Yesh Lecha Mazel Tov Leitizayk Ben Hamazikin. But the point is that you see somehow Rav Papa had some inherent protection Ben Hamazikin. Abaya was aware of that. And that's why when Abaya saw Ketem Meriri coming towards him, so he told Rav Papa, why don't you stand to my left? Let Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. I'm not sure Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua is safe. I know you're safe. I mean, you have a Gemara where Rav Papa had a shade that was Meshamashim. Either way, some interesting Gemaras. And we now return to some more basic halacha, a little bit of agada, but halacha as it relates to mayim achrayim. Zok the Gemara Kesher Avdimi Yomar, where Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Balav. He said mayim harishoyim. You want to know if it's important? He said, I'll tell you what I heard in Eretz Yisrael. Hechilu basachazir. That there was someone who wasn't makpid on mayim harishoyim. He didn't wash before he ate bread, and it led him to eating chazir. Achrayim mayim achrayim itziu ishem yibayla. Mayim achrayim caused a man to divorce his wife. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said something very similar, but a little different. He said, Rishoinem, Mayim Rishoinem, Echilu Basin Vela. That because somebody once didn't wash Mayim Rishoinem, he came to eat not Chazer, but Nevela. Achroinem, and then there was someone who didn't wash Mayim Achroinem, and Horgos HaNefesh. It caused somebody to die. So what are these stories? So Rashi tells us the rest of the story. There was a Chen Vini Yisrael, Rashi says, it was a person, he had a diner, he had a restaurant. And when he would see a Yid come in, he would feed him kosher food. If he saw a non-Jew come in, he would give him non-kosher food. Vahi ayoyim, he sees somebody come in, and the person sits down, he starts eating bread. Doesn't wash. He didn't wash. He assumed that he wasn't a Yid, and he gave him the non-kosher food. Now, what was the nature of the non-kosher food? Rav Dimi's version was he gave him chazer. Ravin's version was he gave him the veil. Either way, it was a bad thing. And the Gemara's pointing out that you see from here how important it is to wash Mayim Rishonim. Because if someone doesn't wash Mayim Rishonim, it can come to eating either chazer or nevela, depending on which version of the story. What was the second story? Somebody didn't wash Mayim Achroinim, and as a result, he tzioesa Isha Mibailo, that was Rav Dimi's version of what happened. Rav's version was Hargo Es HaNefesh. So Rashi, quoting a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Yuma, tells a story where Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yoisi, they once stayed by somebody, stayed at an inn, and they gave the owner of the inn a pekadin to watch for them. When they would going to leave, so they come back and they ask the innkeeper, can I have my pekanim back? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. Either way, they saw that this person had a little bit of lentils on his mustache. So they had an idea. They went to his wife and they told his wife that, your husband asked that you return the pekanim that we gave you when we came here. So she says, how do I know that? He says, I'll prove it to you. He says, you had lentils today for lunch, right? She said, yes. So how do we know that? We know that because your husband told us that you had lentils. And when he told us he had lentils, he told us that he's supposed to give the pekodin. So, noshim daitin kalos. She bought it. And as a result, she ended up giving them the pekodin back. Now, had he washed my machroinim, presumably he would have cleaned his mustache. And this would have never happened. So you see from here what happened. Now, what was the end of the story? So there were two versions of what the end of the story was. Rav Dimi's version was that this man came home. He was so upset at what happened that he gave his wife a sefer krisus. Rav Dimi had a different version of the story. Rav had a different version. He said that he actually killed his wife. Regardless, Mayim HaRishonim led to either Chazer or Nevela. Mayim HaChroinim, or the lack thereof, led to either a man divorcing his wife or to a man actually killing his wife. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Sebesi Monach. If you want to remember who had which version of the story as it relates to Mayim HaChroinim, meaning Rav Dimi was the one who said that because of the story with Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, and Rav Yehuda, the man divorced his wife. Ravin's version of the story was that he didn't divorce his wife, he killed his wife. So if you want to remember who said what, Rav Dimi had this version, Ravin had that version, or was it vice versa? Says the Gemara, remember like this, Rav Dimi Afka, Asa Rav Dimi Afka, Asa Ravin Kafa. So throughout Shas, and this is interesting, you find Kiyas Rav Dimi. You also find Kiyas Ravin. Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel before Ravin. So just chronologically, Rav Dimi came back first, and he reported all these things that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan and things that were taking place in Eretz Yisrael. It was only afterwards that Ravin did. So being that Rav Dimi came first, if you can assume that both versions of the story are true, which would have happened first? First, he would have divorced his wife, and then afterwards, he would have killed her. So it's that's the case, then Rav Dimi, who came first, is the one who said what would have happened first had they both happened. Either way, the Gemara says, Rav Abba Masni Chodamehani, the Chodamehani Lachum. Rav Abba, when he used to say over this idea, Mayim Rishonim, Hechilu, Basa Chazer, Basa Nevela, Mayim Achroinim, caused the man to divorce his wife or to kill his wife. So he would say over the more stringent version of both stories, which is the more stringent. So Rashi says, Nevela and Chazer, Chazer's Mochamah. Because Chazer, in addition to the Lois HaSev Chazer, is also Nevela. Doesn't have a proper Shechita. So Rashi says you have Nevela and you have Chazer. And of course, as it relates to the second story, Hargas and Efesh is more chamer than divorcing his wife. And that's the way he used to say it. Itmar Chamei Ha'or. If somebody wants to wash Netilas Yadayim, we're discussing Mayim HaRishonim with hot water. Chizki said, "Ain noitim hem liyadayim." Not allowed. Rabbi Yechon said, "Noitim hem liyadayim." You are allowed. Now Rashi points out right away that if you remember, we saw the Gemara very quickly, but at the end of yesterday's daf, there was already a discussion about mayim rishonim and mayim achroim with hot water or not, and it sounded like mayim rishonim for sure you could wash with hot water. Mayim achroim is a different story, but mayim rishonim sounded like you could. So Rashi takes a very easy way out of that seemingly issue, meaning here you have a machloikis Chizki and Rabbi Yechonon. And in the previous sugya, it sounds like it was pashut that you're allowed to wash mayim rishonim with hot water. Zok Rashi, the Chizkiyah is a tanu palik. It's not shver erchanami. Chizkiyah says in this sugya that chamei ha'or ein noitlin mehen li yodayim. He's not like that previous gemara. Enochinami. Tais has an issue with that, and Tais has a different pshat in the gemara. But either way, with Rashi's pshat, we're dealing with hot water. We don't have to get into now if it's yatzei la this way. It's not yatzei la this way. Just to keep it simple. So chami or chizkiyah mein noitlin mehen li yodayim. Rabbi Yechon noitlin mehen li yodayim. Rabbi Yechon on. Rabbi Yechon says shalti is Rabbi Gamliel ben Oishu Rabbi. I asked Rabbi Gamliel, who was Rabbi's son, for oichel tahiris. He was someone who was oichel chulin b'tahira. So he was very machmer when it came to these halachas. And he told me, "Kol gedoyli Galil oisin came. All the gedoylim in the Galil, they're all nayeg this way, meaning they'll all wash their hands mayim arishonim, even using hot water." Chamei Tveria, another machlekes. What about the Chamei Tveria? As in the Chamei Tveria, Chizkiyah says, "Ein noitim hem liyodayim." Not allowed to wash your hands with the Chamei Tveria. Avol matpilim behenas liyodayim. But if you want to toivel your hands in the water, you can. So two things. Number one, Chamei Tveria are hot, thus Chamei Tveria. Chizkiyah holds that you're not allowed to wash Netilas Yadayim with hot water. So, for the same reason, you're not allowed to wash your hands
with the Chami Tveris. It's Chizki Lashitase. Right? Chizki said in the first Machloikis, Chami Yor ain't Noitbun Mehem Liyodayim. So Lashitase, Chami Tveri also ain't Noitbun Mehem Liyodayim. But he added a halacha, he said that if you want, you can be Toivo Yodayim. So this is a not such well known halacha. But really, if somebody wants to wash his hands for Hamoitzi, so what do? You take a Nagelwasser cup, you wash your hands, right? That's, everyone knows how to wash Nagelwasser. What if you're in a place where you don't have a cup, but you have access to a mikvah, a lake maybe, assuming it's okay. So there's another way to do it. You can be toivel your hands in a mikvah, kosher mikvah, and that constitutes netilas adayim. So just like somebody would be toivel his entire guf if he was tameh, there's a concept of netilas yadayim, and there's a concept of tvilas yadayim. Either way, so Chizki has said that as it relates to chami tver, you ain't noitlam mehem liyadayim, because he can never do netilas yadayim. Emphasis on netila. Netilas yadayim with a cup. You can never do netilas yadayim with hot water. You can't use chamei or. You can't use chamei tferia either. As it relates to tefilas yadayim, that's okay. Rabbi Yochanan number. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol gufoy toivel behem." If you want to be toivel your entire guf in the chamei tferia, it's a kosher mikvah. Ava loy pan of yadav ragel. But you can't use it to wash your hands, your feet, and your face. And it sounds like sometimes halacha would dictate. What are you supposed to do? Your tummy, wash your hands, feet, and your face. No such thing. Customarily, people used to be toivo yodav pan of aragla. If you do find that in Masechta Shabbos, it was a minig once upon a time. So it wasn't as easy to take a shower as it is today. So there was an idea. People, they wouldn't take a shower necessarily, but they would toivo pan of yodav aragla. So it's based on such a custom that the Gemara used that sprach over here. But really what Rabbi Yechon means to say is that you can be toivo kol gufa, but you can't be toivo yodayim. Right, the Gemara, how do you understand Pasha Pshan Rabbi Yechon? Just before we go right, the hash, the kol gufa, toivo them. You can be toivo your entire guf in the chami tveri, but pan of yodav aragla, like, also, then certainly you should be able to be toivo upon the other ragel. How could Rabbi Yechon possibly say that you can be toivel your entire guf on Rapapas? Rapapas said, let me explain to you what's going on. Bimikoyman, assuming somebody's actually going into the Chami Tveri, Tkuli Amalei Pligi Deshari, Mishkol, everyone agrees you can be toivel in the Chami Tveri. It's not machloikis, you can be toivel in the Chami Tveri. You can be toivel your entire guf, you can be toivel your yodayim. Chizki, Rabbi Yechon never debated that. Everyone agrees you could do that. Mishkol Minayu B'mana, if you want to take water in netilas yadayim de geshissel, and now wash your hands before you eat from the chami tver, everybody holds it's aser. Now, why would everybody hold it's aser? Chizki holds it's aser. You can't use the chami tver for netilas yadayim. That's Chizki l'shitas. He holds you never allowed to use hot water. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said in the previous Gemara that you are allowed to use hot water for netilas yadayim. So why should chami tver be different? The reason is because alumnus. Hot water, Rabbi Yochanan holds, it should be a problem. However, hot water before it was hot was cold. And because it was not hot before it was hot, and when it was not hot, it was ra'oy v'mitzvahs netilas yadayim. It's chal that it's ra'oy v'netilas yadayim. And even if something changes later, you're still allowed to use it. But the chami tveri, which are naturally hot, as a result, it was never in a matziv of a shasa kosher. As a result, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold it's not okay. So the bottom line is, as it relates to the chami tver, you want to use it as a mikvah for sure. If you want to use it as netilas yadayim, absolutely not. So what's the machlokes? Ki pligi de paskinu bebas birta. What happened was somebody channeled a little bit of the chami tver into a small little pool. That pool is connected to the chami tver. Thus, if there's memsa in the chami tver, that little pool is considered kosher as a mikvah. But at the same time, it's in its own little body of water. And here there was a machloikis whether you could be toivel you're dying in that body of water. Mar Savar, Gazrin and Bas Birsa, Altumar Yochanan felt that it looks a little bit like a mana, it looks like a keli. If you're going to allow someone to be toivel his hands in such a body of water, then he may go ahead and do netilas yadayim with this water. And being that the chami tver is possible in netilas yadayim, so we're not going to allow you to be toivel yadayim in that instance as well. That there's no reason to make such a gzeira. In other words, as it relates to chami tver, the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya is merely whether we're going to be geizer not to do tvilas yadayim in the chami tver in an instance where it's not a regular mikvah of Arba Amsa, but it looks maybe a little bit like a mana, being that you can't do an Atilas Yadayim from the Chamit Tveria, maybe in an instance where the Tefillas Yadayim looks like the Tefillas Yadayim shouldn't be able to do it either as a Gzeira, or maybe like Gazrina, we're not going to be Gezers. As the Gemara Ketanoi, really, this Machloikis, the way we just explained the Machloikis, is a Machloikis Ketanoi. If you have water that an animal can't drink, Rashi says, Tupshat, and what that means, either it's just not good water, or it's Chamit Tveria. That's what we need. Bekelim Psulim, to wash now with Kalim using that water, Chamit Tveria, in other words, Bekelim is possible. Bekarka, if it's in the karka, the Chamit Tveria, share. Even if the Chamit Tveria is in the ground, you can be toivel your entire guf. But you can't be toivel your yodai. Doesn't make sense. Same kasha we asked earlier. If you can be toivel your entire guf, certainly you should be able to toivel your yodai v'raglov. Ella says the Gemara, lav, the paskita, babas birsa, like we said earlier, must be talking about, you have to make an oikimta in the machlekes, there's a separate pool of water that's attached to this. The shayla is whether you make this gzeir or you don't make this gzeir. But the point is, that's why you could be toivel your entire guf in that body of water, because you're not going to make a gzeira, don't toivel your guf, otu netil zidayim. But what we're not going to say, but at the same time, in terms of being toivel your yodayim in that body of water, that's a little bit more similar to netil zidayim. It's over there that we would be concerned. The bottom line is, we have two machloikas in between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to netil zidayim with hot water. The first one was, are you allowed to use hot water for netil zidayim? Mayim Rishonim. Somebody wants to use what the Gemara refers to as chamei ha'ar, water that was heated with ar, with fire, right? It's just good old-fashioned hot water. Could you use it or could you not use it? Chizkiya says you cannot. Rabbi Yochanan says you can. That machloikis is very straightforward. The second machloikis was a little trickier, and after further review, after the Gemara went through and was mevayer what the machloikis is, and the Gemara even found that this machloikis hameiram is a machloikis tanam, what the Gemara said was that the second machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Chizkiya, would be if you had chamei tveria, so water that was heated with the chamei tveria, it's in a little pool of water that's attached to memsa, so it has the halacha of a kosher mikvah. So in theory, you can be toivel your entire guf. You could certainly be toivel yad of a ragla, but being that it's in a smaller body of water, it resembles a little bit netilas yadayim, meaning the water in this small area is a little like a water in a keli. Being therefore that you're not allowed to do netilas yadayim from the chamei tveria, even Rabbi Yochanan holds you're not allowed to do netilas yadayim from the chamei tveria, as we spoke at earlier. So you would think that maybe there's a makom to be geizer. You shouldn't do tefilas yadayim out of this body of water either. Machloikis in this case, Rabbi Yochanan is one that's machmer. Rabbi Yochanan says that I'm worried. Chizki is the meiko. Chizki says it's okay. Omer Rabbi Barabban, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Asher, netilas yadayim lechulin mipnei srach truma. The reason you have to wash your hands before you break bread, right? So why do we wash our hands before we make hamotzi? This gemara right here. The reason is related to truma. Va'oid, and there's another reason, mishum mitzvah. So the gemara is going to explain the second reason, but the gemara is going to explain the first reason. So what's the first reason? We know that Chazal were goyzer that stam yodayim ashniyas l'tomot. The Chachamim said that hands, right, people don't have sometimes a masiach das from what they do with their hands. And as a result, Chachamim said that yodayim abecheskas toma. What level of toma? Sheni l'toma. So when you learn the sugyas of toma v'tayri, you know, there's a rishon l'toma, there's a sheni, there's a shlishi, there's a revi. Levels of toma matter. The Chachamim said that yodayim are sheni l'tom. It's not midei raisa, it's only midei rabbanan. So we assume that a person's hands are always in a state of sheni l'tom. It's for that reason, if somebody eats truma, the ichli truma, once upon a time, so before they would eat the truma, they would have to wash their hands. They would have to be metahir them in some way. Why? Because a sheni l'tom could be metama. It can make a shalishi. Now it could only be metama, truma, or kachem. Only truma or kachem could be a shalishi l'tom. Only kachem could be a revi'i l'toma. So it's for that reason, if somebody ate truma, he always had to wash his hands before he ate the truma, because his hands are assumed to be b'cheska sheni l'toma, and a sheni is oisa truma and kachem shlishi. So if you're eating truma, you for sure have to wash hands. If you're eating chulin, there's no reason for you to have to wash hands. What do you mean? My hands are a sheni l'toma. And if my hands are a sheni l'toma, when I eat the chulin, aren't I going to be metame the chulin? The answer is no. Because sheni is never oisa chulin shlishi. Unless you're oichel, chulin, al tairis hakoidesh, al tairis hatruma. But, you know, that was a minig that some prushim had. But min hastam, as it relates to the masses, there's no halacha that a sheni can ever make chulin tame. And as a result, despite the fact that the chachamim said, yodayim are sheni latoma, that would only impact the laws of truma. It would not impact the laws of chul. Stating that, Chum came along and they said that being that there are people that are oichle truma, and sometimes you get confused, is this chulin, is it truma, is it truma, it's chulin. So the Chachamim said, we're going to make a takana. That if you're an oichle truma, you always have to wash your hands before you eat bread. Whenever you eat bread, you always have to wash your hands. Why? Because when you eat truma, you're going to have to wash because your hands are a sheni latoma. So it's for that reason they said, even if you eat something else, even if you eat chulin, gzeira otu, what happens when you eat chum? And then the Chachamim took it even another level. They said everybody has to wash their hands. What do you mean? I'm from Shevet Asher. What do I have to do with eating truma? It doesn't matter. The point is, every single yid to enforce truma b'tahira, they said every yid has to wash his hands before he eats bread, even of chulin, because of gzeira of a kohen who's allowed to eat truma, he may go ahead now. So this whole idea of netilas yadayim, washing hands, nunu, right, melach, this whole, it all comes mishum srach truma. It's all because of a srach truma, because there were people that were eichle truma. It was a small percentage of kohen Yisrael that were eichle truma. But it was because of those minority of eichle truma, we wanted to protect them, and they shouldn't get confused. So to enforce this idea, every yid now knows that you wash your hands before you eat bread. If every yid knows you wash your hands before you eat bread, this is never going to... Now, there's another issue. The other issue is that truma is not necessarily bread. Right? Dagon, tira, shitza, it's a big... There's a bunch of shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is truma deraisa? But for sure, you know, different grains and things. Well, why only bread? Why is it only bread? And if somebody eats an apple of truma, maybe you'd also have to wash your hands. Shivas hamidim, according to some Rishonim, is deraisa. If you eat a pomegranate, that's truma. According to a lot of Rishonim, that's truma deraisa. So why don't we say that? Even if you eat a pomegranate of chulin, you should have the same halacha. The Teretz says, ki alai lechem yichye ha'adam, and being that the primary staple, once upon a time, the diet was carb-based and everything, you know, centered around the lafa. So the bottom line is that the Chachamim said that it's only when you're eating an ikra suda. Because again, this is all like zeira, it's mishum srach truma. So if you're going to sit down, you're going to eat a real meal. So that's when the Chachamim made this takana. But otherwise, you don't have the salach. The other thing that's just worth mentioning is if somebody's tameh and he just washes his hands, it really doesn't do anything. Because if someone's tummy has to be tovel, it's all good. The teretz again is, this is all tumah derabbanan. Midday rice is not tummy. This is all an idea on the rabbinical level that stam yadayim are sheni l'tumah. So for this tumah derabbanan, go ahead and wash your hands. Regardless, a lot of chidushim in this halacha. So this is from the better, I mean, everyone's familiar with the custom of washing your hands before you eat bread, but not everyone's familiar with the rest of the story. It's related to srach truma that really... Is something that's based on a whole bunch of hanachas that goes very into the kishkes of sugyas of tumah v'tahira. Regardless, that's only the first reason. But the Gemara says is another reason. Again, Amrav Yidibar Rabin, Amrav Yisqbar Ash, Netil Sinai Lechulim, Nesrach Trum, V'oid. There's another reason. What's the other reason? Mishum mitzvah. My mitzvah, Achlikis Abayah V'rav. Amrav Abayah Abayah said mitzvah Shoyi Divrich Chachavim. Mitzvah meaning, in addition, it's also a mitzvah the Rabbanan. Meaning, the Gemara is saying two reasons. Number one, srach truma, and also it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Now, what's the reason for the mitzvah derabbanan? The Gemara didn't explain that. So Tosfos says, "V'yeshloima detiknu mishum nekios," that it's pashut for cleansing. It's hygiene. Rava, my Rava says, you know what the Amirah meant when they said mitzvah? They meant mitzvah l'shmaya divrei Rav Elazar ben Aruch. They meant not mitzvah l'shmaya divrei Chachamim, but rather mitzvah l'shmaya divrei Rav Elazar ben Aruch, who said that washing your hands is a deraisa. The pasuk says v'chol hashigu bayazov v'yadav lo yishotef b'mayim, he's tamei. So pasuk, what the pasuk seems to be saying, if somebody comes in contact with a zav, v'chol hashigu bayazov, so you're someone that the zav touched you, v'yadav lo yishotef b'mayim, you didn't wash your hand, the halacha is your tamei. Amar Elazar ben Aruch, mikan somchu chachamim l'netilas yodayim min ha-toyroh. Amar Rav the Rav Nach, my mashma, they told, Rav asked Rav Nach, where did Rav Elazar ben Aruch see in this pasuk until it's inayim ederai? So he said, d'chsim, v'yadav l'shotav b'mayim. Sounds like someone touches the zav, and he doesn't wash his hands. What, ha-shotav tar? Ha-tfilah bayi. What do you mean? If somebody comes in contact with the zav, he's tamei. If he's tamei, then it's not enough that he doesn't, that he washes his hands, right? He came in contact with his zav, and he didn't wash his hands. And what would washing his hands have to do with anything? On a deraisa level, washing your hands means nothing. What you need to do is you have to go to the mikvah. Must be the pasuk talking about two different people. Number one, someone who touched the zav is tummy. And then there's a concept of a person who didn't wash his hands, because not washing your hands could also make you tummy. If that's the case, you see in the Torah already a remes for sure to an idea of netilas yadayim mideraisa. That was machlekes of Abayi v'Rav. As it relates to washing your hands, mayim harishonim, so the main reason is mishum srach truma, but there's a va'id. There's a va'oid tucked away in chulin daf kuf vav amir aleph. What's the va'oid? Mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Abaye said, mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. The chachamim wanted you to do it. Listen to the chachamim. Why did the chachamim want you to do it? Zok toisus mishum nekius. Or mitzvah l'shmaya divrei rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who said, no, there's an idea on a deiraisa level that a person stands atameh, and it's for that reason, before you eat, you should wash them. Amr abalaz, amr aboisha. Lo yomr netilas yadayim lepei rois. Elo mishum nekius. So we're discussing netilas yadayim. We discuss mayim rishonim. Before you eat bread, mayim achroinim, we discuss washing your hands between milchigs and fleshigs. That's a harchaka in the laws of basa v'chalav. There are people, however, said Rabbi Elazar in the name Rabbi Ishiya, that would wash their hands before they ate fruit. So he said, Rabbi Elazar, there's no basis for that in halacha. Meaning, loy amru netilas yadayim leperis elam mishum nekiyos. There's no such halacha. Loy amru, there's a nekiyos. If somebody wants to be clean, it sounds like a good idea. But at the same time, Sava Mineh says the Gemara chayvu d'lekwa mitzvah ikam. It was a little misleading because it sounded a little bit from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Ishiya, that loy amru netilas yadayim leperis elam mishum nekiyos. But the Rabbanon said, wash your hands before peris mishum nekiyos. Amadu Ravas, Rava told Rabbi Elazar, no loy chayvu v'loy mitzvah el rishos. No, what Rabbi Elazar really said was that it's not a chayva, it's not a mitzvah. All it is a rishos. Upliga de Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, anit the other v'peiros. If somebody washes his hands before he eats fruit, in elam migase ruach. It's actually a gaiva because he makes it look like, you know, he's so frum that he doesn't only wash the tilas at night before he eats bread, he even does it before he eats peiros. Amar Rav Barachan, Avakim the Kamid Rav Ami Rav Asi. I was once by Rav Ami Rav Asi. I saw the Kamid who called the peiros. They brought him fruit. Va'achlu. And they, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, ate, and they didn't wash your hands. Additionally, they didn't give me anything. And when it came time to make a bracha achrayna, they each made their own bracha achrayna. Says the Gemara, Rav Rachana said, Shmami not las. I learned three things from this maisa. I learned from here, Ein etilas yadayim leperis. They didn't wash their hands. You see, you don't have to wash your hands before you eat peris. Rishmami no, I learned, Ein mezamdin ala peris. There's no zimon. So you don't say, Rabbi Yisrael Mevalon Benshin, when it comes to just eating peiros. How do you see that? So Rabbi Archana said, because if there was Zimon, then they probably would have offered me some fruit so that I should be able to be mitzarif in the Zimon. From the fact that they didn't offer me any fruit, I think it's a riot, there's no Zimon, because otherwise they would have wanted the Zimon. Shema Minon. And finally, you see from here, Shnaim Sha'achlu mitzvah l'cholik, that if two people eat, so when it comes time to make the bracha achreina, they should each make their own individual bracha achreina, rather than have one person make the bracha and be mitzi the other one. So there is an idea of Shemei Ka'ina, and it's something that permeates brachos, and it's sometimes even preferable because of Beroi Van Hadras Melech. Stating that, when it comes to bracha achreina, Rabbi Achana said, I see from here, so from this little mite, what was the story? The story was that Rami Ravasi, somebody brought them fruit. They didn't wash their hands. They sat down and they ate the fruit and made a bracha achrayna. It doesn't sound like anything too exciting happened. Says the Gemara, no, Shmami da klas, three grace halachas. Number one, they ate the fruit without washing their hands. That's a discussion in the Gemara. See, so you don't have to wash your hands. Number two, why didn't they want a zimun? Oh, see, there is none. Number three, again, these are all three things that we take for granted, but it all comes from Gemara. And this is the Gemara right here. Three basic halachas. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, Shnayim Sha'achlu, two people that eat mitzvah lichalik. When it comes time to make the bracha achrayna, they should each make their own bracha achrayna. But medvar mamur m'shay yishem, soif, that's only if they're both able to make their own bracha. Aval echad soif, echad bur. What if one person is able to make a bracha, the other one's a bur? Says the Gemara, soif and mevarech, a bur yaitzeh. I mean, if this person's struggling, it's hard for him to make a bracha, you don't know if he's going to get it right, then obviously it makes sense to have the person that knows how to make the bracha be moitziyim. Zok the Gemara weiter. So on the topic of netilas yadayim, a very important amud, and very small amud, but a very important amud as it relates to halacha l'maaseh. Tanu rabbanan, netilas yadayim l'chulin ad haperek. If somebody's washing his hands for chulin, we just said that the halacha is that before you eat chulin, you have to wash your hands. Why? Mishum Srach Truma, Vain Mishum Mitzvah, Machig Zabai Varava, Mitzvah Shmai Divri Chachavim, Mitzvah Shmai Divri Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. But either way, there's a mitzvah for sure to wash Netilas Yadayim Mayim Rishonim before you eat bread, even of Chulin. So up until where? How much of your hand do you have to wash? So it's a braisa. Netilas Yadayim L'chulin Ad HaPerek. You have to wash up until the perek. The truma, if you're washing for truma, ada perek. You have to wash up until the perek. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'mikdash, ada perek. You have to wash up until your perek. So what's going on here? Perek is a joint. And you have a lot of joints in your hand, right? If you just look at your fingers. One, two, three. Just the fingers itself have three joints. The upper two. And then the third one would be your knuckles, and then you have your wrist. There's a joint as well. So if you look the way Rashi explains the Gemara, so Rashi says like this: even though it says adaperek, 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 which all sounds the same, it's actually three different shiurim. Netilas yadayim l'chulin adaperek l'chulin. That netilas yadayim is the most kuladik, obviously, and as a result, ad haperek means you have to wash until the second joint on your finger. That's what it means, not the first joint. The first joint, the thumb, incidentally, doesn't have the first joint. Your thumb only has your second joint. So it's your second joint. It's the joint that goes across all five of your fingers. As it relates to truma, adaperek, that's more chamor. And as a result, you have to go up until your knuckles. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kayanim used to do, that's adaperek, that's up until your wrist. Anything that's considered a chatzitza as it relates to being tovel in a mikvah, it's considered a chatzitza as it relates to tefillas yadayim, even for chulin, certainly for truma, and it's also considered a chatzitza for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav, Rav said like this: ad kan l'chulin, ad kan l'truma. Again, what does that mean? This is so sussum, this Gemara. Ad kan l'chulin, ad kan l'truma. Meaning, I agree with the aforementioned. The Braisa, the way we just explained it, says, Rav, that's my halacha l'maisa. I go with this Braisa. V'shmul amash, Shmul said, no. Ad kan, bein l'chulin, bein l'truma, l'chumra. That chulin and truma both have the same shear, and the shear is l'chumra. Meaning, what the Braisa had is the shear for truma, Shmul said, is also the shear for chulin. What was the Braisa's shear for truma? Up until the knuckles. So according to Shmuel, it's the knuckles as well. Rav said for chulin, it's up until the second joint on the fingers. For truma, it's the knuckles. Shmuel said no. Bein lechulin, bein lechuma, I'm going to be machmer. It's both going to be. Rav Sheish is the third sheet. He said, ad kan bein lechulin, bein lechuma. Lekula. He said, chulin and truma, I agree with you, Shmuel, is the same shear, but not both lechumra, but rather both lekula. What's the kula? Chulin. The way the Braisa had it was the second joint on the finger. That's the shear for Truma. So it's three shittas. According to Rav, as it relates to washing your hands for Chulin and Truma, according to Rav, Chulin is more kuladig than Truma. Therefore, Chulin is the second joint on the finger, Truma are the knuckles. According to Shmuel, there's no difference between Chulin and Truma, L'chumra, meaning even Chulin is the knuckles. According to Rav Sheshes, it's also no different between chulin and truma, but it's lekula, even truma is up until the second joint on the finger. Gemara brings another sheet. Omar bar hedyo, have a ko imno kamed ravami. For Omar, I heard Ravami say, adkan, bein lechulin, bein lechuma, lechumra. He said, adkan, bein lechulin, bein lechuma, lechumra. He said, like Shmuel said, that it's bein lechul and bein lechuma, you have to go up until the knuckles. Says the Gemara, v'loy tamer Rav Ami, mishum dekoyin hu. And then Rav Barhedi continued, and he said, don't think that maybe Rav Ami said that because he was a koyin. And being that he was a koyin, so maybe for koyhanim, eat truma, maybe chulin, you have to be machmer like truma up until the knuckles, meaning it's a little bit more chamer. And he said, you know, I know that. Rav Miyasha, bar b'reid Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who, Luzvoy, Rabbi Yasha, who was Rabbi Shulman Levi's Ben Achaben, who was a Levi, Shulman Levi was a Levi, Vamri said, Ad kan bein l'chulam bein l'chulam. So even though he wasn't a Kayin, didn't eat Truma, he was a Levi, but he didn't eat Truma, and still he was Machron by Chulin. So says the Gemara, Bar Hedya said that the way you're supposed to do it is bein l'chulam bein l'chulam l'chulam. The bottom line is that there seems to be three Shitas in the Gemara. One Shita is that as it relates to Truma and Chulin, that they're not the same. It's a different shear. So Chulin is up until the second joint on the finger. Truma is the knuckles. There's another Shita that says Chulin and Truma are the knuckles. That's the Shita of Shmuel and the Shita of Bar Hedya. And then finally, you have the Shita of Rav Sheshes, who said that even Truma is up until the second joint. Now today, we're not Oichle Truma. So as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, really what we would have to know is what's the shear of Chulin. So if somebody wants to know, Netilas Yadayim, up until where is he supposed to wash his hands? So the question is, what's the bottom line in the Gemara? So it sounds like from the Gemara that there's two shittas. According to Rav, as it relates to Chulin, Chulin is more chamor than Truma. It's up until the second joint on the finger. According to Shmuel, according to Rav Bar Hedya, who said it over, B'shem Rav Ami, and B'shem Rav Miyasha, Bar B'reid, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Chulin, the shear is going to be up until the knuckles. Now, at first glance, you would be tempted to think that if you take all the amiram that were mentioned on this amid and you try to apply it to the klolei hashas that we're somewhat familiar with, you would say the halach is probably like Rav. Because anytime there's a machloik is Rav and Shmuel, the halach is like Rav b'isser, the halach is like Shmuel by Mammon. This is not dinei mammonis. This is not a shayla of hochem b'mammon acharoiv or ein hochem b'mammon acharoiv. This is not a moitzim echaveri of a raya. Mammon amotu b'safik chalkum. Right, we're discussing over here the netilas yadayim. So ein lucha iser gadol mizeh. This is basic yeridei, basic aruchayim even. Netilas yadayim. So based on that concept, you would think for sure that halacha should be like Rav, which means you should have to wash your hands up until the second joint. Stating that, the Rishonim say that halacha is not like Rav in the Sugya. The halacha is going to be like Shmuel. Aye, Rav Shmuel halacha ke Rav. That's true. But over here, there's other Amiram mentioned. And really, the way Klolei Hashas tell you to decipher this halacha from a psak halacha standpoint is you have to look at what the final verdict of the Gemara was. What was the final statement of the Gemara? Amar bar Hedya, havakim the kameder of Ami, and he said kacha, and I heard the same thing from Yashub Abreid Rabbi Shulman Levi. And being that the Gemara concludes its discussion on that note, it sounds like because that is the final statement, and that is the halacha lemaisa. So the halacha lemaisa is not like Rav. The halacha lemaisa is like Shmuel. Based on that, the halacha should be that if somebody's washing the tilas yadayim before he eats bread, what's the shear? Up until the knuckles. Stating that, we know the minig is not to do that way. So what's the shah? We wash up until the wrist. Where does it come from? I mean, the most chumrish digashita that we had in the Gemara was Shmuel, or Rav Ami, or Miyaisha, and it was up until the knuckles. I mean, if anything, it sounds like the halacha should be like Rav. Okay, so the Rishonim said, no, we don't follow Rav in this sugya. But where does it come up until the wrist? The answer is, it's another girsa in the Gemara. We just learned the Gemara with girsas Rashi. But the Rif had a different girsa in the Gemara. And in the Rif's girsa in the Gemara, Shmuel and Bar Hedya, who observed what Rav Ami said and heard from Yaisha Bar Berea, Ben Achaven from Yishuv Levi, held that their Adah Perek, even for Chulin, is up until the Riz. So Lemaisa, it comes out then that our Minik follows not the girsa of Rashi in our Gemara, but rather our Minik follows the girsa of the Rif. I mean, it's clear why there'd be two Gersayas in the Gemara. The Gemara just said, Adah Perek, Adah Perek, Adah Perek, and we have to sit here guessing what each Adah Perek means. So, Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi learned Adah Perek the way we discussed the Gemara. The Rif had a different Gersa in the Gemara. Lemaisa, as it relates to the Halacha, so the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simon Kuf Samach Beis, says as follows. He says, so what's the shear? How much does a person have to wash, up until where does he have to wash Netilas Yadayim? So it says the Mechaber that, yeah, it's Kufsa Mechalef. Shir Netilas Yadayim Kol Hayad Ada Konesh Ozraya. So Shir Netilas Yadayim is up until the joint that attaches your arm and your hand. Up until your wrist. And some say, Ad Chibor Etzpois LeKafayad. It's up until your knuckles. V'roi Linoi Kedas HaRishon. Says the Mishul, the nice, okay, what's these two sheets? It's Rashi and the Rif. The first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch is Shir Netilas Yadayim Kol Hayad Ad HaKonesh Ozraya. That's the Rif's Gersa. We go to Chumra, that Chulin and Truma are treated the same. And what's Ad HaPerek? It's up until the wrist. The Yeshayimrim, Ad Mokim Chibor Etzpois LeKafayad. It's up until the knuckles. And the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is a little soft. V'roi Linoik Kedas HaRishon. And the Mishabruah is medayik then. He says, "Umashma the b'shas atchak sheyesh lo imayim betzimtzum yuchal lismoy chaldasa makilin." That b'shas atchak you could be soymech on the makilin. So the bottom line is how much of your hand do you have to wash? It's really a sugya right here. We just learned the Gemara. It's machloek. It's Rashi in the Rif. Two different gersois. And the bottom line is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins beikar. It sounds like. Like the Rif's girsa, it's up until the wrist, but for the Eved, it's not the end of the world. It sounds like it could be soymech b'shas adchak. That's the Mishabru's diuk in the soft lashon of the Shulchan Aruch on Shitas Rashi. Incidentally, the Bir Halacha at the end of Simon Kuf Samach Aleph says, "V'da'oy the kayyim shenoygin ha'olam k'deir rishoyin elita kol yak." Today, the minhag is to wash your entire hand. Mamma oy toivli zayir shalei letzamtzein b'shir mayim. That you shouldn't be mitzamtzein when it comes to the amount of water you use. Eliyot leno b'shefa. De'im yitzamtzein rak k'shir revias. If you can use the minimum shir, which is revias, olu ma'oy che yishar chelik me'ayad b'li natilo v'tzorech la'ashkiach harbe'al zeh. So says the
says the Viralacha that being that the minig is we wash our entire heads, so you should be very careful to make sure you get your, for sure, make sure you get everything from above the knuckles, because that, according to everybody, is ma'akiv in the Netilas Yadayim. But the Viralacha says, Lamaisa, we're all machmer like the first Shita, so you have to make sure you get the entire hand. It's all in the Rif Shita, and it's only one day in Shulchan Aruch HaDashas HaTchak to give you some mechnat that way. But the bottom line is, that's the Viralacha's disclaimer that if you're going to use not that enough water, very often you're going to come out missing it. But just to end with one more halacha l'maisa, and that is we had a whole discussion about Mayim Achroinim. So Mayim Achroinim was featured very prominently in the Gemara. The Gemara said on Daf Kufei Amid Aleph, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah V'Achroinim Chayva. It sounds like Mayim Achroinim is even more of a Chayv than Mayim Rishonim is. And the Gemara gave a reason for it. The Gemara said the reason is because because it was a certain type of salt that was called melach sedoimis. It would get mixed up sometimes with the regular salt. So we're afraid that somebody, while he's eating, would take the his hands that have a little bit of melach sedoimis on it, this sedoimi salt, he'd put it in his eyes, and it could be very dangerous. And as a result, the Chachamim said that you're not supposed to you have to wash your hands at the end of the meal to make sure you get rid of any residue of melech sedoimis that you might have on your hand. But the truth is another Gemara. Meaning, we learned chulin kofei, chulin kovav, that talks about my machrenim. But there's another Gemara, and that's at the end of the 8th parak of Masechtas Brachos. Brachos daf nun gimel amud beis. The Gemara over there is discussing that you're not allowed to bench with dirty hands. But then the Gemara really qualifies it. It says that someone who's ruggled to wash his hands, right, he's someone that keeps clean, so before you bench, you have to wash your hands. If you're not ruggle, then maybe it's okay. Either way, the Gemara concludes that discussion with a memra. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, I've heard the following teaching. It says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Perek Chav, V'hiskadishtem, V'hiyisem kedoshim, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. V'hiskadishtem, what does that mean? Elo mayim rishayim. You have to wash your hands before you eat bread. V'hiyisem kedoshim, what does that mean? Elo mayim achroyim. You have to wash your hands before you bench. Ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem, Zeshemen, Ki kodesh ani Zeshemen atoif. You should clean your hands with oil. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Zubracha, and then you should go ahead and bench. Rav Yehuda Marav said as follows, V'hiskadishtem, wash your hands before you eat bread. V'yisem kedoshim, wash my machroinim. Ki ani Hashem, you should clean your hands with oil, I guess soap. Hashem aleikeichem, that's benching. But as it relates to the my machroinim part of this brisa, before you bench, before ani Hashem aleikeichem, it's v'yisem kedoshim, and ki ani, you have to first wash my machroinim, and then you have to clean your hands with shemen. It says the Gemara, it's really a pasuk, it's a drasha, my machroinim, so that before you bench, you have to wash my machroinim. It says Tosfos, I'm a little bothered, because I learned the sugya in chulin daf kofeh, and the Gemara there said, why are you supposed to wash my machroinim? Because of melach sedoimis. It's all a derabanan, because of a concern, seemingly a chashash rochoik, that there might be some melech sedoimis. Abaye said proportionally, you're not going to find a lot of melech sedoimis, but you might have a little melech sedoimis. And Chamira Sakanta Misuru, very worried about it, and the Chavim said, wash my machrein. This sounds like it's a fire to gedrosh. It sounds like you can't bench without my machreinim. I mean, isn't that the takeaway from this last Gemara? So Tosfos says, you have to say that this Gemara over here, Masechtas Brachos, is lav dafka. Meaning it's not a Iker Hadrasha, it's an Asmach de Ba'alma, and it's just the remez that the Chachamim found for what the Gemara said in Masech Tishchun Daf Kufay Amid Beis, which is that the reason my Machreinim is Chayva is because Melach Sadoimis. So says Tosfos, at the end of the day, you want to know why you have to wash my Machreinim, it's a Dinder Rabbanon. Don't let that Gemara in the end of Masech Tishbrachis mislead you into thinking it's a Dinder Raisa, as Oishtay in Tosfos and Unzer Sugya. Says Tosfos, don't get confused from that Gemara. That's a Drasha, it's an Asmach de Ba'alma. But really, it's a Din Rabbanan, and the reason for the Din Rabbanan is because of the Chashash Melech Sadoim. It says, based on that, I'm going to tell you a very chiddush, big chiddush la'alacha. And that is, nowadays, there's no Melech Sadoim anymore. There's no Melech Sadoim in your table salt. And as a result, Bakla Hatam, for my machreinim, and if that's the case, baklu hagzera. He says, Tais, you don't have to wash my machreinim as man. I said, it's not a game. He said, because it's all based on a chashash of melach sedoimis. I mean that it's a chashash of melach sedoimis. It's not something you have to do. Incidentally, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Marek Tzia brings Taisus, and he brings it in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, and he says something gishmak. He says, Taisus says, you don't have to be worried about melach sedoimis, because we don't really have it.
Yaakov says, I don't really understand Tosfos so well, because really, even Bisman Chazal was a chashash rochay. So you see that the Chachamim were worried about something that, you know, maybe is because now it's a little less shchiach. It's not something that was a prevalent and clear and present danger once upon a time, that, oh, now it's not such a chashash anymore. The whole thing was really far-fetched to begin with. So Meicha Teitz, it should be different. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emner, you want to know why I think you don't have to worry about it Bisman Hazeh? He says, because today we use forks, and today we use knives. As I say, Rabbi Yaakov Emner. He says, not so shchiach anymore. He says, you know, once upon a time, they used to eat with their fingers. You ate with your hands, and you would take the bread, right? Picture, you take the pita, you dip it into the salt, and after you have salt on your, he says, today you're not going to get salt on your fingers anyways. So if you're not going to get salt on your fingers, I think it's for that reason, Bisman Hazeh, you don't have to, you know, incidentally, I saw the Pre-Chadosh says the same thing with regards to milchiks and fleishiks, right? So he said, one of the things you have to do between milchiks and fleishiks, you have to wash your hands. You clean your mouth and you wash your hands. Says the Pre-Chadosh that now that we eat with forks, so it's not something you have to worry about anymore. It's interesting that Tachrenim said that. But regardless, but not all the Rishonim agree with this. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos brings the halachos of Mayim Achronim. And the Rambam says that Kol Es HaMelech, if somebody counts salt, Tzorech Netilas Mayim Achronim, like the Gemara said, even if you just measure salt, that would be enough for you, not count salt, measure salt. You don't want to count salt. So if you measure salt, that also would be enough for you to have to go ahead and now wash Mayim Achronim. Why? Says the Rambam, listen to his Lashon, Shema Yesh Boi Melech Sedoimis, because maybe there's a Melech Sedoimis, Oi Melech Shetivoi Keteva Melech Sedoimis. Or there's some other salt that has the same characteristics as Melach Sedoimus. V'yavri yodolav enav, and you're going to put your fingers on your eyes. V'yisame, u'mipnei zech, chayvu lintol yedayim besoif kol su'udo mipnei ha-melach. Says the Rambam, threw in a few words, and Rabbeinu Yoyna made the diak in the Rambam. He said that the Rambam said that even though the Chachamim said Melach Sedoimus, lav dafka Melach Sedoimus, but there were salts the Rambam felt that had these properties that they can cause a person harm, and as a result, the gezerah of Melech Sedoimus is not miyuchat of us. He said, sure, we don't have Melech Sedoimus today. But at the same time, there may be some other salt that could be equally as dangerous. And as a result, the Rambam argued with Tosfos, and the Rambam says, Rabbeinu Yoyna, it's clear that's what the Rambam's coming to say when he says other salts. That's what he's coming to be married with. That don't get confused like Tosfos said, and say that where it's not Negeya, it's not going to be. No, even today, in other words, Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, according to Tosfos, my Machroinim today is not a Mitchayven, it's a Rishos. You don't have to anymore. It's all based on Melech Sedoimus, the Gemara, and the end of brachos and gimel of beis is all on asmachta. It's only because of melech. There's no melech sedoimus. Rambam said, true, there's no melech sedoimus, but there might be some other type of melech, and based on the other melech, it may be an issue. But it's interesting. The Rif says a different reason. The Rif passes like the Rambam. The Rif says the melech sedoimus, you have to wash my machren. So the Rif, even though it's all because of melech sedoimus, and there is no melech sedoimus today, but he says you still have to. You know why? He says because of the Gemara we learned today. The Gemara said, Mayim Arishoinim Hechilu Basa Chazer Basa Nevela, Mayim Achroinim So you see what Mayim Achreinim left. He said, what was the point in that Gemara? Mayim Achreinim. The point was the Gemara is coming to teach me that there's another reason to wash Mayim Achreinim. You see what it led to. So Enochanami, maybe Melech Sedoimus. I hear, Dr. Riff. But at the end of the day, this is a issue. And as a result, Maisa to Machloikis Rishayim. So what's the Halacha of Maisa? There's no chiyuv mayim achronim bezman hazeh. The Rambam shita and the Rif shita for different reasons is that there is mayim achronim bezman hazeh. So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch in Eirach Chaim Simin Kuf Pei Aleph, mayim achronim chayva. That's the first halacha, very short. Mayim achronim is a chayva, right? Can't be much more straightforward. But then you have to skip till the end of the simon. So it's 10 sifin in Simin Kuf Pei Aleph. Sifkan Aleph is mayim achronim chayva. Sifkat Yud, Yesh She'ein Noyag Emlito Mayim Achreinim. There are people that don't watch Mayim Achreinim. Period. So, no, he actually continues, but it's fine. but either way, it's a machlekes. So you have two shittas in Shulchan Aruch. What's the makar to these two shittas? Yesh She'ein Mayim Achreinim Chayva, that's the Rambam and the Rif. Yesh Oimrim, Yesh She'ein Noyag Emlito Mayim Achreinim. That's Tosfos. The bottom line is it's two shittas. But if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura says that this is all Medina. This is all based on the Ikar Halacha. He says, however, Kosfua Mikubalim, the Mikubalim said, the Chol Adam Yizor Ben Mayim Achreinim.
V'chein hichmer ha-marshal b'yam shol shloimo. Yam shol shloimo was very machmer. V'kach kosev ha-birke Yosef ayin shom shehichmer harbi b'zeh. So I was ayin shom. I took a look at the birke Yosef. Birke Yosef, of course, is the chida. And he has a very long arichos as it relates to mayim achroinim. The Shabur quotes the birke Yosef as being hichmer ma'oid. And says ayin shom. So I think the punchline of the chumra of the Birkei Yosef is the last thing that he says. Kosav mar zekneinu araba chosid rab Avram Azulohi zal b'hago Yosef k'sav yad k'fi ha-kabbalah tzorich lizor b'hem ma'oid ve'ein lo hakel b'hem. A person shouldn't be mekel mayim achroinim v'amekel b'mayim achroinim makilin lo yomu v'shno Yosef kach hishivu min ha-shamayim al yedei shelos chaloim migisoy shal ha-rava m'mordchai. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah wanted you to say. But either way, so mayim achroinim mi'ikra adin seems to be a machloikis rishonim, but al pi ha-kabbalah, and then this very scary line that the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Shom in the Birkei Yosef, that he heard from his Zayda, who heard B'Shelas Chaloyim from his brother-in-law, Rav Mordechai, that Mayim Achroinim, even though in Alpi Halacha, and the Tam HaNigla maybe is not something that's relevant for Zman Hazeh, but the Goyin always Kiddu said there's the Tam HaNigla and the Tam HaNister. Based on the Tam HaNister, it would seem to be a Dover Chamor.